Here's something we don't see very often, a blizzard warning in Southern California. Forecasters expect heavy snow in the mountains outside of Los Angeles tonight. Meanwhile, from California through the upper Midwest, millions of people are digging out from a giant winter storm, heavy snow, gusty winds, freezing rain. In Michigan, hundreds of thousands of people are still without power. Trevor Lauer, president of the utility DTE Electric, said repair crews were overwhelmed yesterday.
And between 5 o'clock and 8 o'clock, we had approximately 2,000 wires come down. Our crews are heroic. They do an unbelievable job, but I can't dispatch 2,000 people to 2,000 different locations.
That sound from member station WDET, and Quinn Kleinfelter from the station joins us now from Detroit. And Quinn, 2,000 wires. What in the world happened? That sounds like a huge storm.
It was a huge, they keep referring to it as a historic ice storm, actually. Hitting as many as 700,000 to 800,000 customers initially by the time it first hit. It coated the entire state, at least much of the area, with up to a half an inch of ice on utility poles, on trees, on wires, many downed wires. It just was quite the mess, and it's been hard to restore it as they've tried hard to do so. Much of the problem has been some of the strong winds that accompanied the storms. They didn't let up even after the ice storm went away. They were working to restore at least 100,000 overnight last night, and they said as soon as they fixed up some, the winds knocked another 100,000 down. And so they're working hard now to try to get at least some dent in it.
Well, sadly, the storm did leave one person dead. Police say a volunteer firefighter died while after touching one of those fallen power lines. So how are the authorities, those crews, cleaning it up, dealing with those power lines?
Well, that's one of the first things they're aiming for, is to try to make sure that any of the live wires that are laying anywhere are turned off so that they can't pose any kind of a threat. They're warning people to stay away, watching even in their cars if they're driving, to make sure that they don't drive over such a thing. They have 3,400 people now actively out working in the field. These crews have come in from other areas to try to help with this. And they say, along with making sure that the power lines are gone, their number one focus is to try to restore energy to customers who need it for life support, such as those that are on oxygen or in warming centers, nursing homes, hospitals, and the like. They're also trying to concentrate on a number of schools which had to close because of outages, and hopefully try to get them back in shape at least by the start of next week. They're aiming to have 95% of the customers functioning by the end of Sunday, but it's a bit of a slog at the moment.
It's a big job, and the utility is getting some criticism from Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, a Democrat from Michigan there. She spoke with your station. Let's listen.
It isn't just, you know, winter storms like today. It's when the wind is gust up. It's when we have heavy rainfall. For years, we kept being told that it's because of trees. Well, the trees got trimmed, and we still are seeing the lack, I think, of stability and investment by this company. It continues to see profit over and over again every year, that they are not investing into the electrical grid.
Is that true? Is there any evidence that there's a lack of investment?
There is a lot of criticism to that effect. The utility will argue otherwise, that they're trying to strengthen the infrastructure. But many groups join Congresswoman Tlaib in the criticism of that, especially since they did, in fact, get a rate hike recently. They'll say that there's not enough legislative relief for utility customers, and that there's not enough accountability of what the utility itself does. So much of what happens is because strong winds or bad weather knocks over the power lines, knocks them down, knocks trees onto them. So many people ask, why not just bury all the lines? And the answer continually is it would just cost too much, which the question then is, where is all this money for the rate hikes going?
Yeah. Just briefly, Quinn, what's next for this recovery?
Well, the problem is trying to keep people safe and warm. I mean, they have a number of warming centers set up throughout Metro Detroit and much of the state, and you never know what that's going to do for anybody. There's a person at the station here I found who was trying to have to sleep under 5 blankets last night just because their power was out. I said, gosh, could you go with your parents? She says, I already live with my parents.
Best wishes to everybody. Quinn Kleinfelter from WDET. Thanks.